stuff is the monitoring spirit.
Tell you know, back in my it. Day, we used to call them haters.
I like to use the word monitoring spirit. Sometimes I call myself monitoring spirit until I looked at what the definition says.
It's an evil spirit or demon. By Satan.
I'm no monitoring spirit.
They called him a monitoring spirit.
I think that my life is in my hands and God's hands.
I'm a monitoring spirit. I don't even be online to monitor. Get this off my screen.
The environment that I work in now, a lot of people feel like they're surrounded by monitoring spirits.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action.
Okay, so last week we talked about, I don't remember what we talked about, but the question came up, what the f- is the monitoring spirit? I didn't want to curse. It felt too early for that.
Yeah, too soon, too soon.
Too soon.
Kids just waking up.
I feel like people keep using the term, and for me, I feel like it just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, that's how most things happen, but I feel like it went from being sprinkled here and there to just being overly used to the point where I don't even really, what are y'all talking about? Because I feel like y'all calling everybody a monitoring spirit. How do y'all feel about this word?
If you watch my video, you don't like, you don't comment, you don't subscribe, monitoring spirit.
But what if they just didn't, what if they didn't like it?
Don't watch it.
What if they gotta watch it to see if they like it?
Don't keep watching.
What if they're unsure?
You know, sometimes you got to see things 7 times before you decide if you wanted to be.
Like, it's crazy, like, to keep going to the same person to see if you like what they post. It's a new video. Mm-hmm. It's not the old video. It's like, I'm going to like this one. Nah, that's not the one.
In the defense of some people who may or may not be monitoring spirits, who are on the fence of monitoring spirit, what if the algorithm just keep pumping the videos
that
out?
That do be happening.
Because, you know, if you posting 3 times a day, and they you happen to stumble across one, you're like, I don't know if I like that. Now they keep showing you everybody content. You're like, I don't know if I like it yet.
That's one thing. But you click on them stories.
But I want, like, okay, so I was, well, how do you feel about the word first before I tell
you? You know, back in my day, we used to call them haters.
Oh, okay. Oh, so monitoring spirits is just haters?
That's how I processed it initially, but I would like to see the actual definition so that I can be sure.
I like to use the word monitoring spirit. Sometimes I call myself monitoring spirit until I looked at what the definition said. Yeah, I was like, you know what? Like, I'd be, like, watching people's stuff, and I'd be like, I'm going to have to be monitoring spirit today. And one of them days, I don't feel like liking.
Okay, let me look. All right, I did some Googles. Ain't no real definition to this term. Let's start there. There's no real definition. And so basically they said,
I think it didn't stop recording. Oh, no, it didn't.
All right, according to Google, all right, a monitoring spirit within certain charismatic Christian belief systems is an evil spirit or demon cast by Satan, witches, or others to watch and gather information on another, on an individual's
an entity
life.
Lord.
To hinder success, cause confusion, inflict sickness, or sabotage their God-given destiny. Mm-hmm. All right, that is a reading of the word of Google today. Mm-hmm. All right, amen. Now, I did look to see, I was just like, okay, where did this start?
The Lord!
It says the term monitoring spirit does not have a single originator, but is a modern term. Okay, so it said it didn't have an originator, but it is a modern term that arose within some charismatic and African Pentecostal Christian circles to describe the concept of a demonic entity that observes and gathers information to harm an individual.
Once I read that part, I was like, I ain't nobody monitoring spirit. I'm not good old Saint Breeze anymore, but I ain't no demon.
Do you feel like monitoring spirits is a real thing?
Yeah.
People plotting on your downfall?
Or, yeah. Or, pretty much that's okay. What it is when I was looking into it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think there's people who are not excited by your success. So, yeah, I think so. I would definitely think so. What about you?
I do think that there are monitoring spirits. I just don't think that everybody's a monitoring spirit. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's something that we are labeling on everybody just because maybe they don't like, share, and subscribe.
It's like ADHD. Everybody say they got ADHD. You're not interested. Like, that's mm-hmm. it. Just not interested. It's okay. My bad. Go ahead.
But no, but I think that we do this thing where we have a term and somebody uses it and somebody likes it and then we just put it on everything when it's not everything. Like sometimes they're not a monitoring spirit. Sometimes they didn't mean to see your content.
Yeah, you know how many times I've accidentally watched somebody's stuff and I'm like, dang, now that they saw that I saw this. So if I don't engage, it look a little crazy. So maybe I'll give them a like. But then I stop doing that because I'm like, you know what? I didn't intend to watch this anyway. I accidentally ended up on your story because if you just let the stories roll, they'll just keep going.
Yeah.
So I'll just be like, you know what?
The person might have been on the toilet and put their phone down and then it just looped.
Yeah. Now, if it's a happy birthday message, I feel too bad. Like, if it's your birthday, because that, for whatever reason, that be happening. Like, I don't even be intending to be on nobody's page and to be like,
Another birthday.
It's my birthday. I'm like, every day somebody's birthday out this. God damn.
Just your birthday 2 days ago.
But,
I watched that one. I know I watched that.
But yeah, so that definitely be happening. And then I'll like it. I'll say something. But every once in a while, my app timer will go off and I'll be like, dang. And then the whole, you know how the algorithm go when your app timer go off, reset the whole thing, can't even get back to the video. You know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, I'm just bringing down the formula. I don't know the sauce. I'm just saying. I'm no monitoring spirit. I'm just a guy who happens to scroll by stuff every once in a while. I'd be tired.
So do y'all feel like y'all have monitoring spirits in y'all lives?
If I did, I wouldn't know.
Why?
I don't really care that much. Like, I don't think, me personally, I don't think people praying for my downfall. I think I'm just entertaining. Like, people just want to, like, how people keeping up with the, like, the shows that was keeping up with.
The Kardashians.
Oh. But it was like a trend. A trendy thing where people's names was keeping up with.
Okay.
But I think I might have missed that.
I know some people that got that.
But my name is just being Breeze, and they just be trying to keep up, see what's going on. Cause like how I show up, like the videos that I be posting, it's a lot of times they're different than the settings where I meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So like, oh wow, you actually got a personality.
Yeah.
I thought you was like a gray blob. Like, a handsome gray blob.
Oh my gosh, you sound like what's the neighbor on Fairly Odd Parents?
That's what all I was thinking of was that episode where everybody was gray blobs, and then they were trying to differentiate between who had the
Jingleberg. What's his name?
Jingleberg. What's his name?
Why he had a pink hat, but the dad was still after Dingleberg, and they looked the exact same now. They was the same gray blob.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
The crazy thing is, I said gray blob because of the Fairly Odd Parents, and I'm glad y'all referenced that. Mm-hmm. But the Dingleberg, that took me out of there. Like, that was good.
I completely forgot about Dingleberg.
That's like the teacher, Mr. Crocker.
Oh yeah, he was just
Fairly, yeah. You don't remember this is a whole side note, but he remember he the episode where he had
he used to have Fairly
he had Cosmo and Wanda.
Oh yeah.
And he remembered, I forget what he did to remind himself. I don't know if he took a picture or something, but he did something to remind himself, and that's why he wasn't really crazy. He just was the only person that didn't...
That could see them still.
He didn't forget his child. He still kept his inner childhood. That's the reason why. Mm-hmm. They was hating on Crocker. They called him a...
They called him a monitoring spirit.
He was actually kind of being a monitoring spirit.
But he had good reason. See, those was his Fairly Odd Parents that they passed on to somebody. Come on, man.
So he was just trying to get his fairy godparents back? Mm-hmm.
Crazy. That's
trying to get his blessing back.
Well, you know the real story. You gotta open up your good book. They don't open up the good book now. They taking Jesus out of schools, music, everything that connects you to the source.
Get back
everything
on track.
That brings you to the source, they taking it out of schools. They
getting back on track.
The formulas. The formulas. Sorry, now let me stop. Fairly Odd Parents.
But listen, get back on track to the monitoring spirit thing.
Monitoring spirit, got you. That's,
that actually, the term, because people was asking, somebody else on Threads actually asked what a monitoring spirit was and if it was in the Bible, and it doesn't act, it's not in the Bible. I mean, a lot of the terms that we use now aren't in the Bible, but somebody equated it to being like a busybody. But other people saying like they're described in the Bible, but they're not. The term is not in the Bible. So I don't know where the term actually came from. To answer the question that I asked, do I feel like I have monitoring spirits in my life? I think I might. I don't know who they are. Like, because I decided to just live my life. And like you were saying, Breeze, how you were saying, what did you say?
It's just entertaining. Or how I like videos I'll be posting be
before
that. Fairly Odd Parents. I have no idea.
I don't know. I just be living my life, and I decided to approach life with the mindset not that there's somebody out to get me. You don't think people are praying on your downfall? Yeah, I decided to leave that mindset behind me. I think that there probably are people who are just watching, and they might be waiting for something. I don't know. I don't know that they're praying on my downfall. Sometimes it'd be feeling like it a little bit, but I think that my life is in my hands and God's hands, and that's pretty much all I need to think about. Mm-hmm. So,
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't think anybody's praying on my downfall. That's a lot of energy, effort, time. I don't think anybody cares that much for me in particular. I don't know, though. But I also don't want to claim that I have monitoring spirits. Just so in somewhere in there it said demons. I don't like claiming nothing that has demons on it. I'm cool.
And one thing, I ain't even do nothing yet for y'all to be praying on my downfall. Y'all doing better than me. I just might smile a little more.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Nah, they not doing better than me. Y'all ain't doing better than me. Come on now. Some of y'all might be doing better than me, but I ain't claiming that. Y'all ain't doing better than me. We here. We equals. My peers. The source. My bad. All right. Let's pop.
Help. Help. But, you made me lose what I was about to say. Okay. So, do y'all actually... So, you don't... Okay. Sorry, I'm really trying to think of my question between you and the source and Nova barking that threw me all the way off. All right. Has anybody ever told you that you were a monitoring spirit?
No. Heck no.
Has anybody ever told you?
Absolutely not. Nobody's told me about... I'm a monitoring spirit. I don't even be online to monitor.
So wait, does the monitoring spirit thing, in the way that everybody's using it, does it only apply to you being online? Or is it...
I feel like it's people who watch your actions and your deeds. It doesn't have to be online, but typically it's online. That's how I'm processing it. So it could be...
That's the only way you know somebody watching.
Yeah, but that's... I was going to say...
Go back and look.
Or it could be... I was thinking if you at work and you got your number one hater at your job, you getting promotions, they always got something to say, that kind of thing. In my head... That's how I was processing it. But I think in most cases, it ends up being the person who's online and who's watching. And I feel like we just need to have some differentiation between the two. Because, again,
if I just happen to see something and I just don't resonate with your content today, I'm a monitoring spirit. Maybe I don't resonate with, maybe we've been friends for a long time and you just started posting again. And now it's like, I don't actually resonate with nothing you, I'm trying to figure out if I resonate with, but I like you in person, but I don't really resonate with what you're doing right now. So I'm going to just keep, maybe I resonate with one thing. Like maybe I just, or maybe I just don't like the era that you're in, but I want to, I just kind of, I don't know. I'm not a monitoring spirit.
Sometimes
I don't even be online like that for me to be paying attention. Go ahead.
Sometimes I watch stuff, but I don't necessarily interact with it because I don't want my algorithm to change.
Yeah, that algorithm.
Because I might be interested for that 1 second that you held my attention, but I'd be like, I don't want the rest of my timeline to look like this going forward. Because sometimes it does that. We watched a video on my YouTube account that was supposed to, we were supposed to watch it on my other one. And now I got a YouTube for my hobbies. Now I got motivation mixed in with my hobbies. And I'm like, oh, this is, I was trying to figure out why.
I was trying to decompress.
Why are y'all trying to tell me how to be better in life? I'm supposed to look at gardening, crocheting. What is happening here? And then I realized, oh, I watched this video here.
Yeah, that happened to me when I was on, I might have been on Instagram or something. And I had clicked on something where they was talking about, it was talking about stocks and bonds. And then every single stocks and bonds expert came up. It was every, I'm like, hey, bro, I like one Wall Street Trapper video. You don't need to send me every single.
Yes.
I don't need to see Joe Schmo over there talking to me about accounting. I'm cool. I'm fine. Can we get back to the, I wanted to get back to where I was at. People right. was dancing, having a good time.
Rick Rubin! Rick Rubin! Rick Rubin! Creativity, please. Somebody. Music, please.
Help.
I'm like, good God, man.
That's awesome. So I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes I do watch stuff and then I'll be like, all right, this was cool, but I'm not messing up my algorithm today. But usually, it depends on what platform. But I don't be praying on people's downfall. Mm. I be like, that's good for you. I hope this goes well for you. Yeah.
So this is a complete side note. Have y'all ever liked something and took your like back?
Yes.
Yep.
Because I be doing that. Sometimes
I'm like, I ain't even mean to like that. I don't even know this person. Take my like back. Give me that. You can see me.
Yeah, nah. And there's been times where I've watched a video like halfway through. I'm like, oh, I like it. And then they get to the end. I'm like, oh, nah.
I did that too. Like, sometimes I'll be liking prematurely. So I'll be like, they might give me with the hook.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, oh, yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. And I just let it, and then I scroll. I'll be like, let me go back and see what I just like. Because I used to just like, sometimes I would repost stuff too. Mm-hmm. I took my repost back too a couple of times. Mm-hmm. Maybe let's take that down.
Yeah. and you know, it's crazy when I was, especially on TikTok, because if my timer would go off or if I happen to do something and then I come back, you whole like, thing, yeah. So I'll like it before, just so I can go back and I'll be like, that was a waste of, give me that back. I don't even want to see nothing like this. Don't bring me with nothing in this area.
Put three dots and put not interested.
Yep. I had to do that on my YouTube. My goodness, I'm like, not interested. Don't show me no more of this, man.
Yeah, that's what I have to do today. On my YouTube.
Oh, wow.
She don't want to be great.
I am great. I've decided that I am great. And this is for my hobbies. I don't, I need something just for my hobbies. Y'all can motivate me over here.
Mm-hmm. I do the motivating. She said, I'm the creative black woman.
Y'all can motivate me over here. Over here, we in the bubble, and we just doing crocheting. We doing home renovations. I've been watching those videos, but I don't need you to tell me how to fix my life in 3 days.
I've been telling myself that too. Like, I'm not trying to make myself better. I spent 5 years making focusing on.
The way you said that. I'm not trying to make my life better. Yeah, I don't need to make myself better.
I'm not trying to improve right now. Like, I spent 5 years just constant improvement, 1% better every day. If it's not a habit by now, then I don't have
it. we was real heavy into the...
Listen, the other thing that happened to me the other day, I was... The book So Good They Can't Ignore You. right? I saw it on YouTube, and I was like, oh, let me just go ahead and look. Let me just see if they see what the audiobook is going hitting for. I started playing it, and I was at work, and I was like, I don't want to hear nobody talk to me about not following passion, not what you need to do. Is I was like, get this off my screen. Get what is this? Why did I even? Why am I hit? And then I
monitoring spirits. They monitoring me.
I'm like, what is this?
They trapped me.
I'm like, what is this? I turned it off. I was like, I'm going to just be at work. I don't even need to. I was like, I'm not even about to do nothing. Don't give me no self-help. I'm present. We here. Let me help this man with his packages. I'm good. Like, I just. it pissed me off. I'm like, I don't need this no more, bro.
Yeah, yesterday. Mm-hmm. Was it yesterday? Maybe Friday. Today's Sunday. Mm-hmm. So Friday. That was the first time I read a book. In like maybe 3 weeks.
It was a novel or?
Nah, it was Happy Money. But I like to read anything out of a book. Mm-hmm. Like I ain't been reading. I just been.
You need present. A break.
Like, yeah. And I was just like reading. I was like, wow, this is my first time reading in a long time. It's cool. But I didn't really get nothing from it.
I don't need to make myself better. I like Happy Money though. I like that book.
Yeah, because I'm on the second chapter.
It's not as densely self-help as a lot of the other stuff that we was reading. We was in the self-help trenches. We was self-improvement.
We was helping self.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of self-work. A lot of self-work. And I don't think that ever stops. Especially, you know, if you got monitoring spirits, you know, you gotta make sure you protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's why you wear my jewels.
Mm-hmm. You got to.
But I think, like, I don't think it whole, like, just completely stops. But I think that, like, now it can be more of a manageable thing and not that's a constant focus. Because it's like, nothing is wrong with me.
Yeah, I think after the first three books, if you haven't figured out how to help yourself, at this point, it's like you said, I've learned every possible way to help myself. I don't think there's any more creative way you can tell me about helping myself at this point.
The next step is to eliminate the monitoring spirits. Yeah. You gotta be able to identify the entities that are monitoring
your spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh man, so I was gonna ask, do you guys think, so like for you, the differentiation between somebody who's just, I don't know, entertained by what you do versus an actual monitoring spirit, like, do you guys feel like there's a difference between?
I think it would have to be a difference.
People who are entertained, they like, they comment. They
no, subscribe. Some people like, don't.
I was just playing. I was just playing, guys. Just joking.
Well, I think that there's a difference. I think that the people who are just entertained are just that. They might not feel no type of way about whatever you got going on. They might like it. They might wish you the best. They might not. But it's not like a... I think, like, the monitoring spirit has to do with the intention of the thing or the person. Whatever is monitoring. Because when I was looking at the definitions or even what people were talking about, or even just the idea of, like, praying for your downfall. Mm. Like, there's a particular intention of why you're watching my stuff or why you're interacting with me or why you want this particular information or you want to know my business or whatever. And like, I guess it's like being nosy with bad intentions versus they might just be being nosy because they're excited for you or because this is entertaining or it's something that they like or enjoy, or they heard that other people like and enjoy it and they're trying to see what other people are like about it versus you actually wanting somebody to fail, like, that's a whole different intention behind it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the real difference would be the intention.
Yeah, I feel like I don't run into people who, again, have my downfall at the top of the mind. I don't think, of course, I'm not in their head, you know. But I also, yeah, I just, it's weird. But I think there's a lot of people who can be who probably feel insecure as a result of seeing me win or seeing everybody else win. And so, like, you doing something that's good for you can make them feel bad about themselves, but I wouldn't 100% consider them those people with monetary spirits. I would just consider them insecure or just living their life like in competition. And it's like, if you're living your life in competition, of course somebody else's win looks like a loss for you. So I think I wouldn't classify those people as monetary spirits, just regular degular haters, you know, or insecure people.
I think it's cool to say that you have monetary spirits, like, because it's trendy right now. I don't want no bad spirits monitoring me. But even if I have bad spirits monitoring me, I also have good spirits monitoring me too. They fighting them demons. While I do what I do here on this earth, you know, my ancestors, they always got my back.
Facts.
So, hey.
But like you just said, it's something that's trendy to say right now. And I think that, I don't know, I feel like we do that with a lot of stuff. We do that with a lot of stuff where it's just like, oh, this just, everybody's saying this. So now it's just a thing. When, I mean, having actual monitoring spirits, looking at what it actually is and having actual monitoring spirits, like, that's kind of like a serious, thing.
You should get some help. Go see the ancestors.
Yes, like,
start praying.
You might need to go to a Reiki healer or, you know,
get ayahuasca.
Do a sound bath, something, because, like, that's like a real...
Open up your Bibles, you know, and
something.
Help yourself.
So I wouldn't even want to like claim that over myself either, because our words have a lot of power. So if you over here talking about, I got monitoring spirits, I don't got that. I don't know nothing about that. The Lord already blocked it. Okay,
even
I don't,
like,
know.
With haters, I don't think ain't nobody hating on me. Like, if you are, I don't know. I can't tell. So, like, it'd just be cool to seem like... It's like the whole struggle thing. You don't have to struggle if you don't want to struggle. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have haters if you... Or even the haters that you do have, the haters, they shouldn't even be able to get as close as they get into you.
So, maybe it's an access thing. Because I think a lot of times it's like, we like to share our business. I am an avid oversharer. I'm learning to stop oversharing, but I be oversharing. And I know that, like, let's say, okay, monitoring spirits, they might just be somebody that you just think is nosy, or that somebody that you talk to a lot, all the time. Mm-hmm. You don't know people praying about when they go back home. And that's not to say to stop being vulnerable, because I think that that kind of limits your connection to people in the world. But I think that's where your discernment just has to kick in. And understanding who you're around versus who you're not around. I don't know if that made sense, but just understanding who you're around, who you're talking to, what you're sharing, and even just noticing their reactions. I think that goes back to, dang, I'm gonna do this again. A couple episodes ago when we was talking about awareness. I'm gonna link it. It's gonna be linked up here. But we were talking about awareness and it goes with being aware of who you are around, who you are sharing with, who you're excited for. Because it's like, are you putting that energy out there too? Because that could be the case as well. But I do my best to just, when I hear good news for people, I be happy for people. And that's just something that's a part of who I am. But you don't always know who's actually happy for you and who's not. And I think that the environment that I work in now, a lot of people feel like they're surrounded by monitoring spirits. But my experience there, and I think that's just because of who I am, my experience there has been, I realized, like, oh, ain't nobody out to get me. Like, nobody is ain't nobody think about me that much, first of all. But also, like, if I have some good news, people are generally like, oh, that's good. Okay. And then we keep it moving.
Yeah, I think there's way more people who are seeing other people's success as a as a knock for them, or like seeing it, or as a reminder of them not being where they want to be. And I wouldn't consider those people monitoring spirits. I would just think that I think it's just more so a thing of just competition. Like, you're not competing with them, so their success doesn't mean that you're losing in life. I think that's what we mm-hmm. see a lot of it. And I think social media is set up for a lot of us to compare ourselves so that we're competing against each other.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, social media is set up for us to compare ourselves. And I don't know, I just don't like living my life like that. I feel like I lived my life like that for a while. And it'd be like, y'all not even doing the same stuff that I'm doing. So why am I going to take your success as a knock to me when I'm not even trying to head in that direction? Mm-hmm. But even if I was, it really doesn't matter. What God has for me is for me. So I'm still going to get to where I want to go. I just got to do what I want
to
do.
It's like, I'm not trying to go to study quantum mechanics.
Absolutely
I'll
not.
Let you do that. Clap it up for you. I'm glad you done got your Nobel Peace Prize. I'm cool. I'm going to go ahead and do the thing that I'm doing over here.
I'm just going to my BET award.
Come on.
I seen something. This is a total mm-hmm. side note. I seen something online that said they're not bringing back BET awards no more.
Oh, yeah, I heard mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah, it's because...
Nah, the hip-hop awards. They doing the BET awards, though. Wait, nah, they're not doing the BET awards. They doing the hip-hop awards. What? Something like that. I don't know.
That's wild. Well, it's because of something with... I can't remember what the name of the company that owns
Monitoring BET. Spirit.
Viacom?
Do they
still own them?
I don't know. We don't know anything about that, but just know it was some other
politics
going on there on the underworld. There might have been some Monitoring Spirits in there. Who knows?
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Yeah. But again, I just don't think... I don't think people are praying. Like, to say you're praying on my downfall, that's a lot of energy. That's a lot of thoughts. And I mean, somebody might be. I just choose to believe for my life, it's sunshine and rainbows. They not. People coming through with gifts and blessings. That's how I'm looking at it. Everything else is, y'all can have the monitoring spirits. Y'all can have them.
Yeah. I really don't like walking through life feeling like something or somebody is out to get me, because that adds a level of paranoia that's just very uncalled for, and then it makes me not feel as excited for mm-hmm. myself. Like, I'm limiting my celebration because I'm like, oh, somebody might, and I'm like, nah, like, I deserve to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. I deserve to celebrate myself, so let me go ahead and celebrate. Versus me constantly looking over my shoulder, feeling some type of paranoia, even though I think that it doesn't look like the typical paranoia that you would think. I think it does show up in people's lives, and I'm not in a space where I'm limiting my happiness anymore, or my excitement, or even like we talked about celebrating the things that we want to celebrate. I'm going to link that too. but yeah, I just don't want to, that's not the life that I choose to live. So that's where I'm at with it. All right. Breeze checked out of the conversation.
Damn, I'm still here.
Okay. So now that we know what monitoring spirits are, okay.
We know.
According to Google, we know what monitoring spirits are.
Demons.
Because we know we ain't about to do no deep dive into this.
Yeah, because all we know is we do not claim those.
We know we don't claim the monitoring spirits.
Those are y'all children. Y'all can claim them.
Now, the good people, the gray area, we do not claim no monitoring spirits. The gray area. Okay. So we know what it is. We defined it. Okay. Aligned it. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Dismissed it. All right, what's y'all final thoughts on monitoring spirits?
Yeah. I don't have monitoring spirits. I'm not a monitoring spirit. I'm just here living my life. Even if I have monitoring spirits, they're not allowed to even get close to me because I'm divinely protected, divinely covered, and divinely supported.
So for the people with
monitoring... So they're not going to make it to me.
The people who got monitoring spirits, how do you... What tip would y'all give them on how to... stay, what'd you say, divinely?
Divinely protected, divinely covered, and divinely supported. The first thing you have to do is submit. The second thing you got to do is 5 years of self-help.
That's crazy. That's a minimum. 5 years. I don't care how old you are. 5 years?
Minimum.
Dedicated to... You better learn how to help yourself. And then learn it again, because you didn't remember it from the first book. So clearly you need 3 more books. Because the first one, they told you how to help yourself, but you wasn't really paying attention.
And then you didn't like the next 3 books, so then you got to read 5 more books till you find the one that speaks to you.
And it's just in the first 90 days.
Come on. Come on.
What about you?
What was the question?
What advice would you give to people who have monitoring spirits?
Or who feel like they have monitoring spirits?
I would say, I might be borrowing from the good brother Cat Williams, but if people...
The horse!
I said Cat Williams.
I was like, hold on.
Respect to the brother, but that is not the source. That is not the source. Respect to that brother. But
that's why I wasn't expecting it, because he said Cat Williams, and then he already had it queued up before you said it.
Yeah, I see, but I was going to say,
locked and loaded.
In the event that you feel like people are watching you that heavy, then it is even more your job to make this look as amazing as it can be. Like, just live your life as amazing as it can be. That's all I would say at this point, because people are going to watch anyway. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Somebody might watch. And if they're watching, okay, well, I mean, just go deeper into the thing you're doing. Like, you don't even have to pay them any mind. You could just make this look as good as possible for you. And, yeah, keep it moving. Stay blessed.
Okay, so what I would say is... open your Bible. Say no. So for people who have monitoring spirits or feel like they have monitoring spirits, I'll just, you know, protect your energy. Do the things that make you happy. Live your life. But also just use discernment. Like, put out good energy and you'll receive good energy. But yeah, I really just think, like y'all were saying, live your life. Understand and know that you are divinely protected. And, like, actually walk in that. Don't just say it to yourself, but walk in it and believe it. And you're going to be fine. Just keep going after what you're going after. And, yeah, remember that you bear no ill to the universe, and the universe bears no ill to you. And breathe. That is all.
I will also say, observe. Yeah, I would say observe.
Just tell the monitoring spirit people to have... Never mind. Go ahead.
Observe the monitoring spirits. Observe.
I got monitoring spirits, so I'm going to observe the monitoring spirits to make sure.
Nah, don't observe the... I mean, you're going to notice them, but you don't just got to jump out and just be wailing, but like observe before you enter wherever you're going.
Yeah.
Like different environments, because... you don't know who you're around. You don't know who there. It's just like, you don't got to move scary, but...
still live your life, but pay attention.
Pay attention. Pick your head up.
Be aware of your surroundings. Don't be in your phone the whole time.
Don't be in that black mirror.
But just pay attention. That's good. All right. Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of The Gray Area Podcast.
Yes.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bodman Reasons and Ear.
It's your boy, Damani.
And thank y'all for watching. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Mm-hmm. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And join our Patreon. You can watch this podcast live as well as other content that we have, including some live recordings with Reese. The link is in the description, along with the links for all of our EPs. Our
music dropped
is
this year.
Out. We have all dropped something this year, so cool, make sure you check that out. And I had one other thing. Oh, comment below and let us know what your thoughts are on monitoring spirits, because we really want to know. Do you feel like they are real, or you feel like this is just something that the internet talking about? Let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. And we will see you guys next week. Bye.
Adios.
Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself. Know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another jam.
Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my. Get on my. my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn.